Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The following is a presentation of the Belly Up Sports Media Network.
And I'm ready to go crazy because the Celtics are going all the way.
Hey, Nick, go handle our light work.
Bowl games matter.
I would like a cold cut sandwich.
Attaboy, how about it?
You can call him Eamon Owens because he ain't got no D and he ain't got no J.
James Madison.
Turn your body cams off. Do what you do.
Hey, everybody. What is going on? It is Tuesday night. That means it is time for another edition of Craft Brewed Sports. I am Mike. With me, as always, is Scott. Scott, how you feeling tonight, man?
Baseball starts tomorrow. Games count, baby. We back. I'm feeling all right. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. We were just saying before the show, I was like, did you guys know Xavier was in the NIT? Had no idea. That's how far disconnected I am from college baseball and how much I'm looking forward to college basketball, how much I'm looking forward to baseball that I didn't even realize that Xavier was in the NIT. Like, it's opening week. Like, it's happening. I'm still disappointed that MLB has screwed over the Reds and doesn't let them be the first game anymore. But whatever. Baseball. It's here, man.
I don't really give a shit about the NIT, but if we're going to be the 69th best team in the country again here soon, I'm in.
I don't think it's going to happen because Gabe said, I'm not good watching this garbage. So,
oh, yeah, we're goddamn awful. Like, seriously.
It is bad.
As unexpectedly good as we were last year to this year has been the dumpster fire I absolutely thought that we would be last year. So I guess we just swapped. We just swapped years on us. It's been unbearable.
Oh, lovely. What a fun time to be a Xavier fan. But at least
good times.
At least we beat UC, so that's a plus.
Yeah.
Mookie, how you feeling, man?
First of all, I don't understand why we keep talking about baseball. There is a show for that on Monday nights called Backwards K. If you want to talk baseball, tune in and chime in there. Leave that shit out of here.
I got a baseball story for tonight.
Second, baseball season doesn't start until the A's begin to lose. So, like, great. I'm glad and I'm happy for you guys. But until I can start fading the A's, like, meh, still preseason to me.
I mean, technically, you could start fading the A's now. It's just a very risky proposition to do so during spring training. But you could do it. You could absolutely fade the A's right now, Mookie. So, baseball season has started a month and a half ago.
And I know you don't want to talk baseball, but bringing up the A's, I just saw where the A's have just have turned off all of their your ability to reply to any of their posts on Twitter. they have made it so that you cannot engage with the posts. Everything that they post, the comments are turned off. Wow. So they know exactly where they are and where they stand within the public light. So there's at least that self-awareness you got to appreciate by the A's. They're like, look, we don't feel like getting roasted and dragged on social media, so fuck it. We're just going to turn comments off.
That is amazing. That's absolutely amazing. I've never seen a sports team just be like, nope, we're just not dealing with it anymore. You know what? I feel like that was some – by the way, Mookie, props to you. Robert Taylor said you're now –
Hey, I know my audience, man. That's all.
You don't want to talk baseball. I feel like that's just some intern who knows the team is moving. He's not getting to keep his job when they move to Vegas. So he's just like, my mental health is way more important than this. I don't care. I am turning this off and I'm not dealing with anything. I would have gone the other route. I would have just retweeted every awful thing they said about the team so that the team was just retweeting all of the roasts. Just really lean into it at that point.
I'd lean into it even further and I'd get the assistance of Wendy's, be like, hey, Wendy's, you know, we made some mistakes. Our mentions are getting blown up. People are very angry. Could you come basically like a bounty hunter and just have the Wendy's account just go after folks.
What makes you think the A's can afford that though,
Scott? I mean, they can't.
They are a franchise experience.
They can ask for a favor.
There's no way. I guess that's true. You can make it a charity case, right? Be like, hey, Wendy's, you can write off the salary of the people as they do this for us. That's not.
And then they could try to like clap back and be like, well, you thought you were going to do surge pricing, so you were dumb for a minute, and then that'd blow up in their faces.
I still believe the Wendy's people would find a way to turn that on its head, and it would work real well because, it's impressive. They are. Is it? Let me ask you this. Is Wendy's Twitter the longest running dynasty we have in social media?
Yeah, I think so.
I was going to say they may be Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, Pat's good, if not better.
I would give them the crown for
They're
sure.
They're pretty goated.
Hands down, man. And they've put those numbers up over the course of several years too. Like they're consistent winners. They're constantly in those championship games and making the most of those moments. So hats off to you, Wendy's. Well done.
Very well done. All right, we got a lot to get through tonight. Sorry.
I don't know if this is a fact, but Rex chiming in saying Wendy's would roast them. Plus, Dave Thomas was a Guardians fan.
No, he wasn't. He was an Indians fan.
It's right. He wasn't around for the Guardians. That's a good point. But big ups to Rex for being PC in the comments there with that.
It's true.
I never know how to handle that. Like if I'm talking about Albert Bell or Carlos Baerga. Do I say
they played for the Indians? I mean, it's fine, Indians,
right? That was
there's only so far you can go with it. Like,
you say certain,
we're gonna blur out the names Houston on the Oilers jerseys and the highlights, too. Like, come on. Once the name has changed, we're fine, but there's some of the stuff that just happened, and you just have to live with it.
When I think of the Cleveland baseball team, I think of Mike Hargrove in the button up starter jacket in the dugout.
Hell yes.
During the World Series with Indians plastered across the front. And that's like the memory. Yes. And I can't be like, oh yeah, Hargrove coached the Guardians. It's very weird. It's just a weird thing, man. I don't know how to handle this. Listen, great show tonight. We're going to talk, did March Madness jump the shark? Because I am not excited for it at all. But there were some really funny things that happened over the weekend, so I got a sip, chug, drain, pour about that in college basketball. Plus, Talking Heads are really upset that people aren't playing in the NIT. It's ruining college basketball, everybody, because we're not playing in the NIT. We got to talk about that. Also, the Black Dick jersey swap. That's going to come up later on tonight. Le'Veon Bell's on OnlyFans. Roger Federer got duped by fake Steve Kerr, and Max Homa almost killed a guy at the Players' Championship this weekend. Tons to get to. Before we do all that, though, let's talk about these beers that we are drinking. Scott, what is in your mug tonight? And rate it on Caesar scale, dog or no dog.
I am drinking a brew, ironically, out of Cleveland. Ah. It is Saucy Brew Works Love You Bye Pizza Edition. I picked it up because it was just called Love You Bye.
Love You Bye.
It is an 8% hazy IPA with peach puree. It is bliss. It is the doggiest of dogs. If Cleveland is known for the dog pound, then this would fit right in.
I'm laughing because the comments as I was asking about that, Matt Barr said Cleveland handled everything. Rex said I should just refer to them as Cleveland and then repeated it, just say Cleveland. And Matt Barr said Cleveland handles everything. Is it shitty? Cleveland. Is it Ohio? Cleveland. Is it the worst thing to ever happen? Cleveland. So there you go. That's that. Mookie, what's in your mug rated on Caesar's scale, dog and no dog?
Oh, I'm back with my usual here. Budweiser Zero. Absolutely a dog. Man, would I wish there were more options at the local grocery establishments, but when this is what you got, you stick with it. And at the same time, you know, it's solid. It's your dog. You're there. It's another week. We're going to sit there, talk some shit about sports, drink some beers. what can go wrong with that, right? Like, no one can complain. Solid dog.
Solid dog. Let's check the comments and see what you guys are drinking. Robert Taylor said he's got a repeat this week, and I got to go back up to find it. He said Untitled Arts Chocolate Malt Amore, a 10% ABV pastry stout with midnight wheat, caramel, and chocolate. Absolute dog. That sounds fantastic. Let's see. Going through. Sorry. Scrolling. There we go. Gabe is drinking Mountain Candy from Sycamore Brewing, 7.5% ABV, IPA dog. Matt Barr chiming in with Hardywood Brewing's Dark Richmond from, wait for it, Richmond, Virginia. He said that's a dog. Sarah White is drinking another can of Yazoo Sioux Imperial Smoked Porter. God, that sounds so good. Rex is drinking Voodoo Ranger's Juice Force. I love Juice Force. 9%. It's a dog. Tyson wants to know, Mookie, have you lost weight?
Not intentionally. I mean,
look at that picture of Tyson with the Spider-Man.
I was wondering what that was, but I was like waiting for a good enough comment to put it up there. But yeah, for those of you on audio, it's Tyson's goofy ass looking smiley face on Spider-Man's body. With like, yeah, just that's it. That's all you need to know. Just picture that and have a good time.
It's that's something.
Tyson corrected his comment. He said, have you lost weight? Is the near beer lower in calories? Yes, it is, but I've been on this AF like journey long enough, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, so we plateaued, if you will.
When it's lower in calories, but you still drink 12 of them, it doesn't really help.
Oh, yeah, there's that aspect of it too, you know? Because again, they go down so easy, and like, you know, you don't wander and get lost in whatever where you slow down and drinking, because all you have to do is do whatever you're doing and drink and get the worst part's the fucking bloating, man. Like, let me tell you, that is what it is right there. The next day, it doesn't matter alcohol free or not, you drink 12 beers and you're gonna be
feel a little heavy.
Puffed up like a balloon regardless. Like, fuck, man. Not to mention, I will say tonight, look in these comments, this is a stacked fucking lineup of beers. Like, dude,
I know.
This is one of our stronger nights there, I think.
It's definitely a solid lineup in the comments of beers.
Yeah.
Scott, this comment I feel like is one that Mookie isn't going to get, but you would appreciate. Rex said that Tyson's picture looks better than Madam Web.
yeah. Ask Dakota Johnson how good Madam Web is.
and then silence that got me. I'm finishing up the end of my Founders sampler pack. This is their all day IPA. I've had this a ton. It's a session ale. It's only 4.7%.
It's such a good session too.
It really is a good session.
Yes, Tank, you still get the beer shits from NA Brews. Absolutely. Like, if anything, it's worse because it's, again, like Mike said, you drink four times as many of them. So, you know, it's just,
That's real rough. Getting all the bad stuff without any.
None of the good. Dogs. None of the good.
All day is definitely a dog. It's a fantastic brew. Highly recommend. There's not much from Founders that I don't like. I haven't found a beer from them that I don't like. If you haven't already, go to the comments. Let us know what you're drinking tonight and rate it on Caesar scale, dog or no dog. I guess since it's March Madness, we should start with basketball tonight, I guess. All right, let's do that. Let's start basketball. Boom shakalaka! I'm completely underwhelmed by March Madness. I'm not looking forward to the tournament at all. There's like no star power in it. I read an article today that said the women's tournament, the price for tickets is far exceeding the men's tournament, and it's selling better than the men's tournament because I feel like the men's tournament this year is just blah. Like, there is nothing to hype me up about this tournament. And I'm wondering, Scott, is this NIL's fault? Like, has NIL ruined college basketball to the point that I don't even like March Madness? Because the parity is so spread out now that there's nothing, like, there's no team that like has me super excited. The one seeds, I'm like, all right, great. Purdue, cool. Houston, awesome. UConn, great. All teams that I just don't care about one way or the other. Like, I don't love them. I don't want to see them do well. And I don't hate them so much that I want to see them fail. They're just there. And I feel like that's across the board with just about every team in March Madness outside of Duke. And I have no reason to really tune in anymore. I don't like this feeling.
No, it has nothing to do with NIL. There's just no stars, period. There's no star coaches barely anymore. I mean, you mentioned Duke, and I'm like, the other day I saw something about Duke losing to NC State, and I was like, I don't even remember who coaches Duke. Like, Coach K's gone. I don't even know who's there no more. Like, I'm so disconnected from the college basketball scene. I barely know what's going on with Xavier because we're terrible. But just in general, there's no names. There's no Dirty Stash Adam Morrison to hate. There's nothing. That's we talked about Caitlin Clark a couple weeks ago or whatever, and it just I was dead serious when I said I give more shit about what's going on with her and that because star name like it's something to follow to give a shit about. I couldn't tell you a single person playing in men's college basketball this year. Not a damn one of them.
Here's the big tall dude from Purdue. That's one name.
Cool. Is he foreign?
No. No.
Okay. Well, all right. A domestic tall guy. That's cool. All right. What else we got? Is he white? Because it's Purdue.
Yeah, well, I mean.
All right. Right there.
Is that his name? Edie? I can't. Dude, but that's the point. Like, even that guy who was like the best player in NCAA and he came back this year and it was a big deal that he came. I'm like, I don't even. Like, it doesn't pull me in. There's nothing that's pulling me in. Mookie, no. What about you? You're at least a degenerate, so at least you're going to bet on it. But you watched enough to make rational bets, or are you just going to waste your money this March?
Wait, we're leaning on the computers, man. Honestly, I did a bracket earlier in all of like 10 seconds because I clicked on historical weighted average based on rank, whatever shit. So it was like semi-random, but like based on math. Clicked the button, looked at the bracket, said, yeah, looks good. Cool. Why not? We got a North Carolina against a Tennessee, 2-1 seeds, a 2 seed in the Final Four. Like statistically, that's what you're looking for. Let's put that shit in there. So yeah, we're just going to let the math and the lines tell us whether there's value, look at what the experts say. But watching the game, like, it's going to be on. So obviously I'll watch it that way. But other than that, I really don't give a shit who wins as long as it's not Duke.
Or UConn.
Even that, I don't give a fuck.
Nah, I don't want UConn to win. Like, I don't.
I mean, they've had one recently.
I don't want anybody.
I don't care that much.
People in the Big East winning that aren't us. So fuck them.
Yeah, that's kind of where my head is too. Of just like I'll cheer against the Big East teams,
but also,
isn't that good for us?
Hold on, Scott. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Because Mookie just said, isn't that good for us if a Big East team
wins?
Please don't be an SEC.
No.
You don't be that guy that chants the conference when a team that kicked your ass twice this year gets to raise a national title. No, that's bullshit.
I'm strictly thinking of it from like an RPI recruiting perspective.
No.
That's it.
No, it doesn't help us. It helps them.
I mean, we suck anyway, so who really cares?
Hey, like, you want to come to Xavier and get your dicks kicked in by this team that just won 2 national championships in last year? It's real fun. Come on. Come sign up. It's a good time. Like, how does that help you in any way?
I mean, it'd be more a question of why is Sean Miller using that pitch? Like, you got to change the angle, man. You got to sell it better than that. Are you kidding? Like, say you got to, it's, hey, come play against the best competition ever. Except that's probably the problem, because based on the way that this crap team played this year, he probably said what you said, which is why we've got these garbage players in Cincinnati.
That's his pitch. Like, come play against all these good competitors. And they're like, why the fuck would I come play for y'all then? If they're great competitors, I'll just go play now. Thanks, coach. Thanks for steering me in the right direction. I'll go play for a different Big East team.
Scott, we've got a correction to make. Gabe pointing out that the kid from Purdue is foreign. He's
See, I knew it. I knew it. The big guys are always fucking foreigners. We don't breed any big dudes no more. No, there's no more local big men worth a shit.
It's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
No, I said recently. It's all Djokovic's and Wembley's.
Kareem.
And Wembley's.
The kid from Indiana State. The kid with the rec spec States this year.
That's his name?
That's his nickname. Yeah. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, because he wears rec specs and he's a white kid. Even though he's
what a very creative nickname by whoever came up with that. Pick a good guy who wore rec specs at one point in his career. Well, See, way to go. Like, see, even the nicknames suck ass. Like, what's happening in sports, man? Like, Jesus.
I love just lazy. People in the comments are calling out what OWG Mike, because I joking when I said NIL was ruining college basketball. But I got jumped on for being an OWG with that take, with Tyson saying OWG Mike, NIL ruined March Madness. Tank saying OWG Mike, I miss bounce passes.
Hey, there's nothing like a good pocket bounce pass. I tell you, dude, you get
great form right there. Sorry, Caesar. Every time I do a bounce pass, Tyson again, OWG Mike, that tall dude from Purdue is a real gym rat. Yeah, look, I'm over it. I don't care. The women's tournament is a little bit more intriguing. Did you see what they did to Caitlin Clark in Iowa? They fucked them over, man. They've got the heart.
Did they serve them open face cheese sandwiches? And like,
no, that's once they get to the tournament. That's when. That
oh, happens. Okay. You mean before they got there, they fucked them. So they're going to fuck them again. All right. Yeah, I just want to make sure I get how they got fucked.
They put Iowa in the hardest bracket, which is crazy to me because you would think that you would want Caitlin Clark to go all the way to the national championship because we're talking about it. That's the draw. Everybody wants
Your moneymaker.
I think you would set it up so that she had the easiest path to the title, and instead they stacked the bracket. I think UCLA's in that bracket, LSU's in that bracket. Like, it's going to be a gauntlet for Iowa to get through. And I don't know, maybe they're trying to like be like, we should get some good matchups along the way to try to get eyes. But I feel like once Caitlin Clark's out, that women's tournament is suffering the same fate the men's.
Now, hold on, though. There is still something to watch for because South Carolina has just been steamrolling people this year. You know, yeah. So like they've got a shot at a, what is it? I think they're on like a 30-game winning streak at some point here or something. So
32.
32. Yeah. So again, like there is some value in entertainment in oh shit, Xavier's already losing by 20. That's cool. goddamn, the fucking remember Mike, like 2 months ago when we were worried about losing Sean Miller? Like, really? Like, was that a real take that we had at one point in time? Like, what the fuck has that guy done?
I don't blame Sean Miller.
I don't think I was ever worried about losing Sean Miller. People were talking about him being linked to Ohio State.
People were talking about him going to Ohio State. Yeah,
I wasn't worried about losing him. I was worried about Xavier because the next follow up to that was Chris Mack has been sniffing around. And I was like, why are we just recycling all the same old coaches?
Oh, our greatest hits.
Yeah, exactly.
Miller leaves and we bring Mack back. Oh, man, this is I kind of like that. Just it's like the member berries that they do now. Like everything's nostalgia. I mean, hey, tomorrow. The old school X-Men, they're dropping the new version tomorrow. Like, it's all about going back to our childhood and past memories that were great. I'm here for it. Fuck it. Bring Chris Mack in. Why the hell not? What are we going to do? Lose worse than we already are? Come on.
You know Travis is sitting there like, oh, man, as soon as Mack's...
No, that motherfucker can't get back in even if he buys a ticket. No. Steel ain't invited back. Under no circumstances.
Didn't we get a show cause put on him? Just, you know, it was restricted just as
get a restraining order put on him right? For the Centaur Center. Like, he can't come more than 5,000 yards of the Centaur Center.
Sarah pointing out, though, if he comes back, return of the Mac. Like, obviously.
No doubt. I mean, at every at single the, game. Oh, well, yeah, but definitely at the presser, too, when they announce
that. Oh, true. Yeah, have him walk out to it, right?
Because that'll be the most exciting part of his tenure is that. Like, because then it's all downhill from there, so... Or at least that's how I expect it, the way things have gone. It's just like, we're fucked.
It's rough, man. It's a rough time.
But it's not like I can even say, oh, hey, we should go get such and such, because I don't know who such and such is. We should go get good player? Whatever that looks like.
Because we clearly didn't. Like, some good players would have helped.
We just need to the NIL. Like, we just
I think that's what Matt was saying a while back. I'll force this in, you know, consent is important, but still, Like, NIL has the chance to save March Madness too, though, because if you can get some actual true money behind some of this stuff, like, dudes will stay. Because again, clearly, as I said last week, the G League ain't working, you know, NBA Ignite is not a thing. And so you've got to figure out a way to, I don't know, keep those dudes who are going to flame out in the NBA in a year anyways, keep them in college for another year or two to play against each other and have a really compelling tournament. But you got to figure out how to make the money work. And I think that's how you save it. I think right now it just, it's too skewed towards jumping ship too early.
Nah, fuck this shit. Just give me the old school. Just give me the, what's the tournament called in Columbus with all the old players? I just want to see. Yeah. Just give me the TBT tournament. Like, yeah. I don't care about these new kids. I just want to see the old guys I gave a shit about playing against each other. Fuck it.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Like, is that what's happened to me, Scott? Like, I've just aged out of enjoying college basketball, and now I just long for the days of like the players I liked, and because I love the basketball tournament, I watch that every year. I get stoked for that every time the rosters come out. I'm like, oh, who's on this? Oh shit, it's that guy that left and went to Europe, and I've never seen him since. Like, I'm almost to the point where I'm like looking forward to the big three. Like, that's it's crazy.
Seriously. Like anything, I don't know.
Oh, there's Sarah right there with the asking. What do you?
Yeah, I mean, college basketball though for me was never a huge thing before I went to Xavier. So I really only have that like 4-year window where it became really big, and then the extra extended time shortly after we left where we were still kind of good, and then you know hung around and support your school and I followed, but it's just like it slowly just waned away and I'm just back where I was before I went. I was just like college basketball, whatever.
I to me it's twofold. It's one, what Tank is saying about even though March Madness is boring, will you still be day drinking on Thursday and Friday? No, I won't this year because I have to fucking work and it pisses me off because like that's half the fun of college basketball. Two, we suck. Man, we suck. We suck so hard and we've sucked all year long. And so like it hasn't even been entertaining. And to me, that's what it is. When Xavier's bad, I don't follow college basketball nearly as closely because, well, who cares? We're not going to do anything. So yep. One of the blue bloods will win and they'll win and win again. And like, who really cares? Because unless Xavier's competitive and beating, you know, when we beat UC every year, outside of that, I don't really give a shit unless I'm able to drink and gamble.
I look, I'll still have the games on in the background. I'm still going to like have them on to listen to. It'll be background noise, but
I'll still get the alerts on my phone.
I'm not excited. Like, that's the thing. I'm not excited about it. Like, I used to get very pumped to be like, oh, who's the 12 over 5 upset? Like, what's the, and I'd watch all the games instead of just passively get it through osmosis. Mookie, why were you falling out of your chair there for a second?
Sarah's saying that she's at an ethics training and trying to figure out the appropriateness of watching the games at the training on Thursday and Friday. That is some compelling life.
Seems pretty ethical to me.
I mean, would it be more ethical to not pay attention to ethics training because you're watching or worrying about what's going on in the games? Like, you might as well just watch it.
Yep, that's a good point. Matt Barr is saying that James Madison is the 12 over 5 upset this week. That's from your old pal Lou. There you go, Lou. Betting advice right there from Lou. Rex said they should make the NIT winner a guaranteed bid. This might solve the problem that we're having because a lot of teams have declined their invite to the NIT, which is why 16 and 17 Xavier was in the NIT tournament this year. Like, you had a team that did not have a 500 record that was in the NIT tournament, which is.
But the NIT has become the Pro Bowl. It's like really 42 has. People decline, and you just get guys in there like this is an all pro. Like, well, oh, not there, really. He's just the best of what we had left.
Isn't there that CIB or whatever the college basketball, the CBI college basketball invitational as well, which is like the rung below the NIT?
It is.
Is that still happening?
God, I don't know if they pick up. I think so. But there was a lot of there's a lot of people that were complaining. Tom Crean, one of them, who was saying it's unacceptable that these teams would decline an invite to the NIT. Players agreed to play. Coaches agreed to coach. You can't turn down bids to a postseason tournament, which is absurd that he would say something like that. And that's where he was saying, like, college basketball is ruined now. If we're going to decline offers to play in the NIT, what are we even doing playing college hoops?
Haven't big-time programs been doing that for, like, the longest time now?
Yes, absolutely. You have never seen – if Duke doesn't make the NCAA tournament, they're not playing in the NIT. Like, they don't play. And if you are at a certain level, you don't stoop to the NIT. There's a reason why we called it the not invited tournament, like, all of our lives. It's because it's – nobody gives a shit about it. Nobody cares. Although it was pretty cool when Xavier won the whole thing.
That's because we got to say they're the 69th best team.
That was the only reason.
Yeah. And now, because the NCAA is going to add, 77 and 78 teams or some shit?
Yeah, like, we're in a baby.
But see, and that makes that for sure makes me the old white guy, because I'm like, I can't.
It's gonna be even more embarrassing.
That's what I was gonna say. I was looking this up. There are teams with a long, like, there was a team that was 10 and like 20 in the CIT.
That's awful. That is awful.
It's gonna be even more
Alabama A&M at 11 and 22.
Expand the field. That's really gonna be a kick to the dick. still getting that NIT bid, huh? Weren't one of the 96 best? Couldn't even hack that. Jesus Christ, you suck.
Sarah, since we're talking about collegiate sports, gives us a little education today. Random fun fact: did you know a platypus doesn't have a stomach?
I sometimes.
Well done, Mook.
I didn't have a stomach though. Like, a platypus is sitting there, like, I don't even know what the BGs are. Like, that's got to be pretty sweet, right? Like, the platypus never has to be like, God, I should probably get this Pepto before I go to bed, otherwise it's gonna be a real shitty night. Like, nope, no stomach for me. Seems like a pretty sweet gig if you can get it. And I don't know. I'm looking to be in a platypus next time around. Like, imagine in the afterlife, it's like, all right, you're coming back. You can come back as anything you want. Don't get me wrong, my first choice absolutely is a rich white person. Like, there's no absolutely my first choice. Second in the running, just shot up the boards, might be platypus. Like, can I be a white guy with a lot of money?
That's the sole reason you want to be a platypus. That's
we've got way too many rich old white guys. You can't be that. What's your second choice? I don't know. I mean, platypuses don't have stomach and don't have to worry about, you know, bubble guts. Let's go with that. How many natural predators do they have? Can somebody Google that? If it's a lot, maybe I'll cross them off the list. But I feel like not too many things are going after platypuses.
Platypi, I think.
That's platypuses.
Platypussies?
No, yeah, platypussies. There's a whole gaggle of platypussies over there. Is that Scott? That one looks like Scott. I bet that Scott come back as a platypus.
Your pants recently? Is that why you're feeling this way? Like, this is a strong feeling on anti-bubble guts.
I don't know. I mean, if we're just going to put up random facts, I'm just trying to find silver lining in them.
Sarah
said there's no stomach. They can lay eggs. They've got a bill, and you can milk one.
That's weird. Like, what? Why are there so many things going on with platypussies?
Now Scott's changing his mind.
I don't know. Maybe I'll walk that back. I don't know.
The Google does say they have
got to push an egg out of your butthole like multiple times a month. That's a problem.
I don't know.
Does that offset bubble guts though?
Like, I'm not saying I'm eliminating it from contention though.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Whoa,
and might not be number two.
Yeah. It just might move down.
Is Matt saying this about ducks or about platypuses? Of they have a venomous toe? Because that, I feel like, Scott, now you have to rethink the platypus equation.
I'm kicking every motherfucker I come across if I got a venomous toe. It's like, hey, bitch, my stomach's never upset. Wapow!
Get you some venom.
A duck would be cool. You can fly, walk on land, and swim, tank. I got a video you got to see because I learned everything I needed to know about ducks from a cartoon, and they got like spiral penises,
they're
and
little rapey, vagina
mazes, and they shit all over the place like while they're having sex. I don't know if I want to be a duck, man. There's all kinds of issues there. Lots that I don't I don't know about that. Do you remember the? Do you remember that video, Scott, that I played one night before the show?
Oh yeah, it was disturbing. Yeah. There's all sorts of facts on there that I was like, I could have gone my entire life without knowing that about ducks. It's kind of weird, but. Much like you know, like you get to cross the street and make traffic stop for no fucking reason. Like people don't just hit you.
They don't hate you like fucking geese, because everyone.
Yeah, that I was gonna say. It's like, oh, like, ducks are cute. Geese, it's like, God, I would really blast one of these with my car if it wouldn't fuck it up and it wasn't illegal.
But right? Scott, ducks are like really chill and like get out of your way real. Like geese come after you and try to fight. The geese are just the dicks. Like you would probably fit in better as a goose than as a duck.
Yeah, I'd be one of those slow walking across the street. Yeah, they'd be like, oh, there's a whole, like usually you see one and you expect this whole line to be like, no, it's just this one goose that just walks out into traffic, just holds the whole shit up, doesn't seem to be going anywhere, doesn't seem to be in any hurry. That would be me. I'd be like, but if I was a goose, I'd be like, oh, but my stomach hurts. I wish I was a platypus. I shouldn't have made all that bread. My stomach is so hurting.
Mookie, get the air horn ready, because poop while committing SA is a man of the animal kingdom.
I like that the first time I've ever seen sexual assault abbreviated. It's just SA.
You aren't on TikTok enough.
Hey, you know, we're
trying to take pride in that. I'm not on TikTok at all. So cheers to me.
Man. And see, this, if nothing else, this just reinforces how much March Madness has jumped the shark. Because all it took was Sarah with one teeny little random fact and then just boom, off the rails.
Right. And I infinitely care more about this. Like, we should do, like, I like the idea of brackets come March when we're doing brackets of things. Like, I'm all for that. Like, you know, you get them cereal brackets, those candy brackets. What animal would you want to come back as bracket? Like, I'm give me all the brackets of random shit, but actual basketball, I'm out. I don't care.
Just give me the bracket part of March Madness without the madness part of March Madness. Like, just that little tiny slip.
I got to tell you, platypus is running up the ranks as far as seeds. Sarah posted, during envenoming, which is first awesome that that's a thing they do. During envenoming, the platypus wraps its hind legs around the target and drives its spurs into their flesh. Capable of killing dogs, the venom does not appear to be lethal to other platypuses or humans.
You just run around kicking dogs, killing them because you can.
Chihuahua.
Yes, and you do. And I'm just gonna say, I'm like, what would be the dog that you kicked if you were a platypus?
Chihuahuas,
just bam, fuck out of here.
Chihuahuas and then pugs, but that's more of like a mercy kill because there's so many of them that just have
little yippy fuck. Like, see ya.
Yeah, the yippy fuck's got to go too, though.
How many dogs you killed today? Two or three? I kicked the shit out of them.
I don't know. It depends on how many I got my spikes into, or my spurs into. Sorry, how many I got my spurs into today?
Oh, I'm worried now because, like, I think of how many times I trip over my dog every day. Like, if I was a platypus,
fuck.
I'm like, God damn! Oh no!
Oh, he's dead!
He got spurred.
Damn it!
Brought to you by Skyline Chili.
That's solid, Rex. Well done.
Oh, no. Look at Sarah's comment. No. I mean, you know what? If Mike Vick did have some platypussies. He wouldn't have suffered such a harsh fate. I'm like, yo, it's just, you know, when the dogs are done, I just unleash the platypuses. Like, and whatever happens, man. It's much more humane than drowning them, ain't it?
Wow.
Now I got Mike Vick, like, with just cages of platypuses all, like, duct taped up that he just, like, ripped free, and they're just like, fucking dog!
Just kicking shit. Fuck off! Is that a dog over there? Boom!
Spurs everywhere.
Goddamn, Matt Barr said this is now an animal show. We should just start looking up animal podcasts.
That sounds amazing. I'll Google it and I'll send you a platypus attacking.
To an hour and a half show.
I just want to see that of them specifically attacking a dog. Like, just look at it in its natural habitat.
Ooh, all right, here we go.
Shit out of a dog.
How about a platypus versus a cormorant?
I don't even know what that is.
It's a bird.
Oh, boo.
Oh, hold on. I got to watch an ad about
it. It's only poisonous to dogs, though, dude. We already established that.
It's not as impressive if it's a bird, man.
Yeah, like, I don't want to just see it kicking other things.
Unless it's an ostrich. What if, okay, platypus versus an ostrich.
Oh, now I'm
ostriches are mean.
Shit, platypus versus platypus right here. Hold on. I got.
No, we can't talk about platypus on platypus crime. That's no good.
You don't want to see that one?
I know. What are you doing? This is horrible podcasting.
You keep like amping up like you've got something to show, and then there's
you're Googling and then just.
Well, you want me to show it? I was sending them to you so you could share it from your screen.
Why are you sending it to me?
This is our last ever episode, folks. This is how it ends.
Three really funny things happened over the weekend during conference championships, and I want to know a sip, chug, drain, pour from you guys on these three stories that happened. Number one, Kent State versus Akron. I don't know if you saw this in the MAC championship. Kent State scored to go up by one with 4.8 seconds to go, and then a kid fouled.
Oh, yeah.
Intentional foul, sent Akron to the line. Akron hit both free throws, won the game by 1 point, and ended Kent State's season.
Oh.
The coach's reaction on the sideline was amazing because he just the you can see him mouthing the words, "What the fuck are you doing?" So that's your first option for the sip, chug, drain, pour. Kent State versus Akron. Number two, confetti going off with like 16 minutes to go.
I heard about that
championship game. Duquesne versus VCU. They were bringing the ball up, and all of a sudden, boom, confetti. And it just streamers are falling. It caused a delay. People thought it was hilarious because it's just the A-10, and who really gives a shit? And then your third story to pick from for the sip, chug, drain, pour. Long Beach State's coach Dan Monson got fired at the end of the season, but the athletic director was like, "You can just coach out the rest of the through the tournament, and it will be done." And he was like, "Fine, I will." They won their conference tournament and are now going into the NCAA tournament. So the Long Beach State has a coach that is not employed anymore. He got fired from coaching Long Beach State, and now they're in the NCAA tournament, and he will be their coach as long as they're in the tournament. So sip, chug, drain, pour, Long Beach State, A-10 championship, Kent State, Akron. Go ahead.
Real quick, though, you know what they call that coach? A lame duck.
You got a torture penis, too?
I'm going to sip the lame duck coach, because that's perfect. I mean, that's almost as great as, you know, the chick getting fired and just being like, "I guess this is my last question. You know, I just got fired." So I'm sipping on that, because that is awesome that they ended up going further. And now, like, what do you say? What do you say to him? Like, you see him around in the office each week. It's like, "This is fucking awkward. You won again, coach. Congratulations."
Like, imagine if they put together a run, like the Cinderella story.
It would be great if they won it all. I mean, who gives a shit, right? Then you win it all and be like, "All right, I'm out of here. I lost my job like 2 months ago, but thanks for the memories. I'll see you later." I am drain pouring the first one. What the hell was the first one?
Kent State and Akron.
I'm drain pouring those two assholes, and I'm chugging the confetti, because that's amazing. Like, the fact that you had to stop the damn game because the confetti just. I wonder. There's a confetti malfunction. Imagine the audio on the commentary for that game. And folks, we've got to delay a game here because confetti just went the fuck off. Yeah, there you go. Premature confetti ejaculation, says Tyson. Yes, that's epic. So I'm definitely chugging that.
I would have loved it if right after the confetti went off and they had to go to a commercial break because of the delay, it just went to a commercial for Hims. And
oh, man.
Mookie, sip, chug, drain, pour. Those three things I said.
Those things you said, yeah. I sip the coach, like, it's the Long Beach state coach. Like, that's awesome. That is so epic.
It really is. I was
saying, like, can you imagine they're sitting there in a planning meeting of like, all right, coach, like we think we're having you at this hotel. I hear you can get this much court time over here. and I'm just like, the coach is just sitting there is like, you're not my boss. Like, what are you going to do? Fire me? Like, I would empty every motherfucking mini bar in that hotel. Like, oh man, it's just, I mean, I want to see a what is it? What was the thing where they did Michigan football behind the scenes, like Hard Knocks, but for college kids?
Oh yeah,
that's what they need to do for Long Beach State and their NCAA tournament dance, because
just for this run,
just for the awkward situation that's going to happen. I am curious though. Like, I'm assuming there's bonus riders in there for him making the tournament and winning the conference title, or whatever. Like, he still gets that, right? Like,
I don't know if he does or not. I guess you would have to.
I feel like he has to, right?
You told him he gets to coach the rest of the tournament.
Like, he's getting paid for those games, right? Or is he working for free? Like,
ain't nobody pro bonoing it up in no fucking postseason tournament games. Like, fuck that shit.
He's definitely
getting paid. Yeah, there's no way he's walking in. It's one thing to be like, yeah, I'm just going to coach it out. It's another thing to be like, yeah, I'm going to coach it out just free. No worries here. I don't need to collect the paycheck. No, he's getting paid.
Sipping on that, I'm going to actually pour drain the confetti. I looked up the video. Like, it's a good story, but you see it happen. It's like, oh, eh. It wasn't that big of a deal. It really wasn't. I was expecting the entire floor to be covered. Like, there was just a little bit of it that went in the stands, didn't even get on the court. Like,
make a little bit
more out of it. Yeah. So, and it looks bad, but then when you see it, it actually just hits the press row right there. It doesn't even get on the court. I do think it's funny though, because those look like the Duquesne colors.
It is Duquesne.
They dropped. Right.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. It's not a Duquesne color. No, they just went red, white, and blue. That's all.
Oh, okay. I was like, well, were they predicting?
Is that shitty as Dayton floor or?
No, they're in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
MSG or?
No, Barclay Center. That's MSG is not in Brooklyn. Get your burrow straight.
Yeah. And then I'm going to chug the Kent State Akron game. Oh, man. Here's the thing. I feel for that kid. I absolutely feel for that kid. But that's also why they're like a 16-19 team. Like,
it's true.
Yeah, that goes back on the coaching. It's like, what the fuck are you doing? I don't know, coach. Maybe if you coach me better, you wouldn't be here, and I wouldn't have made that mistake.
Yeah, because again, in those situations, there's usually a timeout or something before the free throws or in between one and two, where everyone should be saying, don't foul, don't foul, don't foul.
Also, you should know not to foul when you're up one with 4 seconds to go in the game. Like,
you would hope. But at least he didn't call a timeout, I guess.
Like, it's his kid's first basketball game he's ever played in his life. I didn't know what to do. My hands.
It went off me, coach. It was
fucking Alex.
Our boy.
That fucking kid.
All right. Let's see the comments here. Sarah is sipping the confetti drop, chugging Kent State Nacron, or she called it Crackron. And then drain pouring the coach.
Took me a second.
That's rough, man. I can't believe you're going to drain pour it. Like, I feel like Long Beach coaches has to be either your sip or your chug.
Yeah. No, there's no way you can drain pour that coach. He's already been drain poured once. Like, he's, and he just wouldn't go down and like clog the drain. It's like, fuck. God damn it. Can't get rid of him.
Hey, March Madness is the best thing ever. I can't wait to gamble all my money this weekend.
Gabe is drain pouring Kent State. People make mistakes. He's sipping the confetti and he's chugging the fired coach. Tyson said he's sipping the lame duck coach, chugging confetti before draining Kent State. They had those shootings there in the
city. Oh my.
Did that just
hit you?
Wow. That was a weird reaction to that.
We've got a clarification
The 60s. I thought he said they had a shooting there this year.
No.
What the fuck?
Talking about the
you thought it meant this year? Like, have you heard about a Kent State shooting recently?
Yeah, I heard about that one way back when. I thought there was another one this year. I thought that's what he said, is they had those shootings there.
But again, like, have you heard about one recently? that you would, that like you're just like, oh shit, like was Tyson breaking news to you in that scenario?
Yeah, the way you like, reacted.
Oh shit, there was a shooting news. I can't believe he went there.
Here's the kicker, man. It happens so often in this fucking country, it's hard to keep them straight. So there could have been one back in September I forgot about by this point.
I mean, that's a fair thing to fall back on, but also it was just a weird reaction.
It was very weird. Also, we need to clarify for Rex. Rex said, is it poor drain or drain poor? The game started off drain poor.
It's Caesar poor drain. Said poor That's drain, how Caesar so said it.
It has become poor drain. Even though I slip into old habits because I was so used to saying it before, but Caesar would get so excited whenever somebody said poor drain with him. He was he was winning people over on his side. He would get so pumped when like we had a guest on and they would say poor drain. He'd be like, that's my guy. fucking great, man.
Also, it is 69-68 here with 17 seconds left in the first four games. So March Madness is off and running, man.
Woo.
As I like lag like a mother.
And the crowd went meh.
And Scott, think of the prop bets you could be making right now. Does or does it not go to overtime? Like, oh, cool. Oh man, I can't. I'm going to melt my DraftKings app this week. It's going to be awesome.
We just spent
Howard is on the 14
about how we are not excited about March Madness, and then Mookie fires in. It's 69-66 in the first four game. Guys, how exciting is this?
Like March Madness is back.
Oh, this is amazing.
To a screeching halt to be excited about the thing we just spent 30 minutes not being excited about. In the midst of March Madness, we talked about platypuses not getting bubblegum.
That's how
uninterested we are in March Madness, and you brought the show to a halt to be like 69-66 in this first four game against two teams you've never heard of before.
Keep in mind, he did that on the heels of a bizarre reaction to hearing that Kent State had a shooting in the 60s.
Well, because that's when I first started watching the stream, and I was half listening to what Mike said. Why you gotta be like that, Scott? You know how this goes. Like,
I know. It's just you nonstop making everybody laugh when you start connecting these dots of random thoughts that you have.
Man, it's a scary place upstairs. I tell you what.
My God.
It's a weird situation.
Oh.
70-68 here. I should be waiting on this right fucking now. Like
the best part is you've now given two score updates. I have no idea who's playing in this game.
Oh, Wagner is beating Howard.
Oh shit!
Howard. Wait, whoa! It's Wagner and Howard. Never mind. Hold up.
What a blue blood matchup.
Oh man, can't wait to see how this one.
Hey, Xavier's
out.
Pulled it within seven. So that's something. Oh, they took the game off the board.
Sarah that's rightfully stupid. Pointing out the best part about Mookie right now. He's sober. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
Saying, so about them platypuses.
About platypuses. About that. Dude, Mike, okay, can I share a screen and show you these talons? These things are fierce, man.
The platypusy talons?
Are these the poisonous talons?
The poisonous talons. The ones that will envenom you. Here, I'll put it in the private chat again. So there you go. That last
so inefficient.
It's only 22 seconds long.
Mookie, that means I gotta do
it's a video. I thought it was just a picture of the venomous talons. Like, what are we doing?
I stopped.
No, because it like zooms in on them and like gives you the full like whatever. Oh, for the oh wow, he got fouled. One last time, one last try. Nope. And just like that, Wagner goes on.
Oh, my God. Subscribe, rate, and review, y'all. This is the Craft Root Sports.
Remind me later, Scott, the next time that I'm like, man, I just don't understand why we're not growing. Like, why isn't the show getting any better? I think we do a good job. Like, how come we can't get subs? Remind me of this. Just be like, platypuses.
Now, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Let's not blame my contributions to the show.
Platypuses will just remind me of.
Oh, okay. Just
the show.
Just bent from there. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
And yeah, Sarah's saying she's never been more proud of herself. You should take a lot of joy in this. Yeah. And it's
one random fact has become the show topic.
Yeah.
Tank saying this show brought to you by Edibles is the most accurate. Yeah, like that in yep. The comment section of yep. The show.
Thumbs it up.
You know what? Here's the funny thing. Okay, let's peek behind the curtain real quick, because Matt Barr had texted us a little bit earlier, like early on in the show, and he was like, "You three are so stoned right now, it's hilarious." And I'm like, I thought I was hiding it pretty well.
Oh, you know what? I'm not stoned though. That's even funnier. Part. Like, I haven't smoked since Sunday afternoon, so I'm. This is just me. I just like talk about being a platypus without a stomach.
Just bringing you his reincarnation right. Top 10 right there. Scott, yeah. Bringing it out.
Funny enough, if I was high, I probably wouldn't have delved down that hole. Holy shit.
Look at this thing, right?
Crazy ass talent.
Look at these talents, Scott.
Damn.
Wow, it sneaks up on you. Look at that thing.
Look at that,
out.
Right?
Expecting it to be like a thumb. That's
They'd
crazy.
Be kicking the shit out of dogs.
All right. Well, there you go.
Wow.
That was a
that looks like it would be painful as fuck to be kicked by, like,
I
damn.
Mean, right?
Like, I know it said, oh, it's only poisonous to dogs, but I don't want a platypus coming up and kicking me with that thing. It looks like I'd bleed a lot if I wasn't poisoned.
No. All right, Mike, you want to talk about dick jerseys now or whatever? Oh, yeah, here you go, Mike.
I called myself out like a
I was wondering about that too. I'm like, well, I'm not high, so this is interesting. Just dropping a private chat in the show.
Thank you, Gabe. And if you're in Ohio, I do have a car and everything. This is
recreational is legal, even though fuckers in Columbus won't actually let us open up and use permits.
Yeah, that's a very fair point. Orlando Magic played the Toronto Raptors, and two players agreed to do a jersey swap after the game. And that's how we got the Black Dick jersey swap. Everybody, Anthony Black and Grady Dick swap jerseys. They planned this. It was they clearly knew what they were doing. The best part of the story was the Orlando Magic tweeted out that picture and was like, jersey swap. And everybody was like, wow, that's pretty cool that the Orlando Magic Twitter account was in on this joke and like realized what they were doing. And they did not know what they were doing, because then they immediately deleted the tweet. Well, they just were like, oh, look at that. It's a jersey swap between two rookies. That's pretty cool. And then everybody pointed it out. They were like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Take down.
The A's should at the Magic. Like, come holla at us. We can fix all your issues with one button click. Can't be embarrassed if you turn off notifications. Oh shit.
All right, that's good basketball talk, guys. Real
Black
quick,
Dick. We didn't even play the drop when we talked about basketball.
That's yes, we did.
No, that's right. We did. No. We did before Cuts. I was just thinking about the transition to NBA. I mean, it's been so long since we actually talked about basketball that I forgot that we did transition.
Scott, we're good. Scott answer Rex answering for us. They did at the beginning for March Madness. Stop looking up platypus stuff, Sarah.
Oh, fuck.
Also, Sarah's coming out. She can't wait for that other guy to join the mix of jersey swaps.
That other guy.
I ain't stepping around that one. Ain't even touching it.
Mm-mm. Race card.
Say his name. Say his name.
Was this close to saying, I can't wait for that K word to join the mix.
Oh my god. That guy. That was awesome. That was awesome.
Oh man. All right. Let's shift gears. Let's talk a little oh god, we got it. Oh, what is happening here?
Let's talk a little platypuses. We need a drop for that.
We do. We need an animal.
Animal drop.
Like, I feel like, it just doesn't suffice.
It kind of fits, though. We learned a lot. True. We learned a lot in that.
Yeah, we did.
I mean, I don't know. I'm up to like five Googles right now. Just fly.
Let's talk some football. Touchdown. Le'Veon Bell started an OnlyFans account.
That's the story.
This is the one time that I was really glad I only read headlines, where I was just like, that's all I really need. I don't need to look at
any further into it. No more details needed.
But I did read further into it. So apparently Le'Veon Bell's OnlyFans account is free, which is weird. Like, why is that the case?
Why have
them? Because you make more money charging for VIP content in the message thread.
What's that? Say that again.
You make it free for the account, and then you send people like DMs to like VIP content they can pay, you know, onesie twosie for. I've heard.
Yeah, good thing there, Mookas. I was like, okay. So the author of this article that I read said that he just treats it like it's a horny Twitter feed where he's just like, oh, I love getting my dick sucked, or I can last all night. And that's all his message. Like, it's just posts like that throughout the whole thing. So I don't understand what Le'Veon Bell is doing. Very strange. The Bears traded Justin Fields this weekend. That was kind of crazy too. Not as crazy as Le'Veon Bell starting an OnlyFans account.
Okay, did I miss something along the way? Like, outside of Ohio State fans, what is the deal with the love for Justin Fields? Like, seriously, there were people that seemed genuinely offended and like personally attacked that the Bears moved on from him. And I'm just like, he was a whatever quarterback that we've known since QB1 on Netflix. Like, I really don't understand the fervor that went on this weekend with one Justin Fields and getting traded. Like, so, it was a little bit less than I thought that he was worth.
Oh my God,
but a little bit less.
I just don't understand. Like, he's not really done all that much, right? Like, did I miss something?
I mean, he's looked good. I think what most people feel, and this is outside of Ohio State fans, I feel like most people look at Justin Fields and are like, he wasn't given a fair shot. He was in an inept organization with a terrible line and no weapons around him. And like, he was in a decent position. He probably would have been much better than what he actually was. And the outcry was that Pittsburgh had just moved Kenny Pickett for more than what the Bears moved Justin Fields for to Pittsburgh. Like, I think they traded him for a 6th-round pick. And also, to be fair, a lot of that outrage was before the story came out that said that the Bears actually did right by Fields with that trade, because multiple teams had approached them for a trade, and they asked Justin and his agent where he wanted to go, and he said Pittsburgh. So they gave him the opportunity, took a worse deal in order to do right by him, and I think that's calmed everything down. Because
the Bears are doubly stupid because, I mean, let's be honest, it's a fucking business, and he was an asset. And if you're not going to, you know, play the game and do, like, you could have asked him and then been like, cool, well, we'll see what the Steelers are offering us. Oh, it's the worst offer out of any team.
Dog shit.
Yeah, like any team. But like, that's just dumb on the fucking Bears. But I do find it weird and kind of interesting that there were people clamoring and saying that the black quarterback didn't get a shot and didn't get a fair shake and didn't get weapons. Usually it's like, oh, that running back son of a bitch, he can't throw anyway, so get him the fuck up out of here. And instead they're like, this is a travesty. Justin Fields didn't get a fair shot. I don't know. That's weird, because y'all haven't given Lamar a fair shot damn near his whole career. So I don't know. It just weird. Just an observation.
Speaking of black quarterbacks not getting a shot, did you see what Dak Prescott's brother said about the top 10 quarterbacks in the league?
Oh, I did not.
First of all, did you know that Dakota's brother is named Tad? That's off the rip. That's the first thing that I was like, Tad? We still have Tads running around here? That's crazy. I didn't think we would ever see a Tad. It just sounds like somebody from Boston who's named Todd. Anyways, this is Tad Prescott's top 10 current NFL QBs, and he throws a little shade in here, and this is interesting. So number one, I should go 10 to 1. Number 10, Joe Flacco. Number 9, Matthew Stafford. Number 8, Jared Goff. Number 7, Tua Tagovailoa. Number 6, Joe Burrow. Number 5, Aaron Rodgers. Number 4, Josh Allen. Number 3, Lamar Jackson. Number 2, Dak Prescott. Number 1, Patrick Mahomes. He put Dakota behind Mahomes. And then he was on this podcast, and the podcast host said something about Jalen Hurts. And he said, "You said quarterbacks, not running backs."
Wow. Wow.
He shaded Jalen Hurts like that while also having Lamar Jackson as number 3 in his top 10 quarterbacks list.
See, and this is what they want. Like, they turn us turning against each other, my guy. Like, play right into it. Why don't you? Oh, calling another fellow black just a running back. Congratulations. You played ourselves. You motherfucker, you. You put your non-number two by far quarterback and ass brother up there. Like, that was your first mistake. And then you decided you're just going to leave him off the list because he's a, quote, running back. Like, get the fuck out of here, Tad.
Tad?
You're a black dude named Tad. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Oh, God. What has that life been like? He deserves to come back as a platypus because he's had a rough go of it. I feel like that'd only be fair.
No, he doesn't deserve.
No,
he just put Dakota at number 2, the number 2 quarterback in the NFL behind Patrick Mahomes.
Well, I mean, it's his brother. What would you expect? Come on,
my brother would not do that shit. If it was, it's like, that's why this is bullshit. That's probably why I'm upset about this, because if it was my brother, if you asked Vic to rank, if I was an NFL quarterback and you said rank the,
I'd be left off my brother's quarterback.
My brother would put me at 33. He would.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be like Brock Purdy, and then everybody else, and then my brother. Whatever order you want them. Like, just know that my brother's the worst in the league. All right?
I get so aggravated when these family members support each other, and I hate it because I'm like, "Where? I didn't get that. This is bullshit, man."
Although it went a different way than I thought it was going to. I was waiting for just a list of, like, all black quarterbacks. Like, that's what I thought it was going to be, which would have been also hilarious. It's just like, here's the list of the 10 best quarterbacks in the NFL, and they all are black.
And Justin Fields would be 3, right?
No,
you go Dakota, Patty Mahomes, Justin Fields, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a second. Hang on. This sucks because I'm not drinking. I feel like there was an ice opportunity there where Mookie had to name all the black quarterbacks in the NFL because he came up with 3 and then pulled the ripcord real quick.
Dude, there's a lot. I could probably get to 10.
Those motherfuckers have multiplied. He's like, yo, this exercise used to be easy. It'd be like Randall Cunningham. All right, I'm done. It's not my fault they went and multiplied, those sons of bitches. You can't hold this against me. No one told them to go and get skilled.
I mean, right? Like... Warren Moon, says Tyson. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh,
Warren Moon.
Oh, that's so good.
By the way, we've opened Rex's eyes because he said, wait, Dak's real name is Rain Dakota Prescott.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Sarah saying maybe Tad is short for Taddeus.
Also, Gabe saying Xavier tied the game and then promptly lost at the buzzer. So living up to expectations, right?
Cornell Stewart. Slash.
Oh, yeah. Also, Matt Barr saying, is Mike Glenn an NFL QB? No. He caught a couple checks in there. He was in there. And then Tyson asking, is Trey Lance count as a QB?
That's why this exercise would be painful, because it's like you start thinking of just all of them, like Josh Jobs and shit like that. We're just like, oh yeah, that black motherfucker. He is, I guess.
No, Scott, in my mind, when I say that, I say it very respectfully. I don't just dismiss them like that. Jeez.
Sure. All right, I want to hear your 10 that you can name off the rip, Mookie. Get your hands away from the computer. I see you staring at the screen. You said
I got 3. I got 3. Justin Field, Patrick Mahomes, Dakota Rain Prescott, Rain whatever.
Rain
Dakota. You've got Jalen Hurts. You've got C.J. Stroud. You've got Bryce Young, Lamar Jackson, Josh God, Dobbs.
Dan, we are taking over.
He's stalling at eight. He's stalling at eight.
Justin Ritter. Dustin Ritter? Justin?
Desmond whatever. Ritter?
Desmond Jesus Ritter. That Christ. Cat.
You don't get credit for that one. Oh, come on. I knew he was the kid from UC. No, come on, Ritter. Justin and then corrected Desmond yourself to Dustin. Dustin.
All right. I'll help you out. On his same team now. He just got traded to a certain team that also has a black quarterback. Oh. Name that black quarterback.
His new team, because Kirk Cousins isn't Atlanta.
No, and he's not black, sadly.
He is definitely not the opposite of shit. Where did Desmond Ritter go? Geno Smith.
That's not where he went, but good pull. Good pull.
So that works.
Need one more. Russell Wilson.
Awesome. No, sorry, you fell into the trap. That does not count. You have failed the exercise. I'm sorry, that's not an acceptable answer.
Okay, well then let me ask you about this one, Scott. Deshaun Watson?
Yes. Over Russell Wilson? Yes.
Well played, Scott. Way to lay out that trap.
Also, the answer we were looking for was Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray is where Desmond Ritter is now. He's in Arizona. Yes.
Kyler Murray. Oh,
guys, the comment section is blowing up with what Tad can be short for, and I can't concentrate on anything else. Tank says Tadander. Sarah said to Drew. She also said Tadioka, which was
I like that. That's a leader. That's an early leader in the clubhouse.
The air horn, Tadioka.
Oh shit.
Yep. Shit.
Yeah. Oh shit. That was Mookie trying to play the sound effect. Dyson saying Tad Derek. Also saying to damn. I like that one. That's a pretty good one. Tank saying to dat. Sarah said Tad me.
Tad me.
Tyson said Ted Anthony. Matt Barr said to Kyler. And Rex said Tadatha. And then Matt Barr said to Lamar.
We're gonna call you Ted for short. to Tyrod. Oh God.
Shit. Pick a winner on that one. I
don't even know. Those are all so good.
Great, but I oh man. Tadatron.
No, it's Tadron.
Oh my God.
I gotta go
Tadioka. Yeah, Tadioka was good.
That's really solid. All right, let's talk here. What else do we have? Oh, Clemson's trying to leave the ACC, everybody.
Duh.
After all that talk of Dabo being like, hey, you got to stand by the conference. You got to stick with the ACC.
Shocker.
Stand behind them. Now they've filed a lawsuit against the ACC and their grant of rights and their right to charge a fee to leave. So they now join Florida State. So we had those rumors before about Clemson and Florida State being unhappy, wanting to renegotiate, get more money. That never came to fruition. And now those two are suing the ACC to try to essentially get out of the conference. And if they do, that conference is dead. Like that's the end of it. It's going to end up like the Pac-12. Because everybody will then follow suit and bail, and it's not going to be a Power 5 conference anymore. So here's what I'm wondering, fellas. They're already talking about, like, expansion in the playoffs, right, in the college football playoffs. They want to go to 14 teams. If the ACC falls, do they renegotiate again, Or are they just like, listen, well, like, let's wait and see what happens with these cases before we decide on expansion stuff, even though they just signed a deal with ESPN with like $1.9 billion a year for the next several years. I think it's through like 2036 or something like that, that they get $1.9 billion a year. So do they renegotiate now and get the expansion, or do they wait to see how the ACC crumbles, Scott?
I just wait to see how it crumbles. At this point, you might as well, right?
They're just going to do it. Like, they're going to expand. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They're totally just going to expand. So they just might as well just wait it out. Like, there's no reason to, like, because how many times are they going to do this? Like, how many times can you pull the going to court card and doing all that shit? Like, just let things play out and then figure out what you're going to do from there. It's what a wild clusterfuck year that everything. I mean, it's exactly what I want when it comes to college with the chaos. But some of the teams that have just been left holding the bag or without a chair when the music stops has just been wild to me. Like, you just like, you never thought that this shit would happen, but here we are.
It's bizarre. Mookie, do you think they should wait or will wait or won't wait or what?
They're not going to wait. Like, let's be honest, they're not. The only thing that would make them wait is that they just signed that deal. But I want to say there's like a 2-year out clause or something where they can like not restructure the deal, but they can like change the format of the playoffs without
ACC penalty. Probably looking at them like, but where are you gonna go?
Yeah, you dick.
Sorry, Mookie's slipping. He's usually said it way earlier than now, so I'm like, right, yeah, hey,
I should have.
Clock's ticking.
But it is weird to me to think of the ACC also folding, because then, yeah, literally it is Big Ten, SEC, and then everyone else.
Yeah, which, man,
I don't think it's terrible, but man, you'd think that like the OWGs would be screaming about how hard it's going to be to schedule teams and get all that stuff put out there. But I mean, it's fine. Let it kind of devolve into that. And then eventually we'll have the Big Ten and the SEC and then Division II. Like, we'll get there eventually. I see no reason to rush.
So you're okay. So then I think we've done this before, but like, once we get to those two giant conferences where there's so many teams, you can't even schedule all the teams in your same conference. Is that when they then go, okay, these conferences are pretty big, let's break each conference down into a division.
Division
they play each other, and then the winner of the division goes into a tournament that then determines the champion.
That's exactly how it's going to go down. Yeah, like that's.
So then we just end up with fucking conferences again. What are we doing? Why are we doing this? Why do we?
I hope while they're doing it, I'm like, all right, we're going to break these things down. We'll call this one, I don't know, the ACC, and then this will be like the SEC. Like, we'll break it down into regions, right? It'll totally make sense. It's fine because this thing has just gotten out of control. Like, oh shit, we're back at square one, aren't we? Oh fuck.
Yeah, everyone's got paid a whole lot more money except the college kids.
It's like when the young kids have been proposing, like, oh, there's too many streaming services. We gotta get all these together. Like, what, somebody should take all the streaming services and
put them together, what we'll call it,
charge one price for it. No, you just invented cable, motherfucker. Like,
we already been down that road, goddammit. That's how we got here.
That is what is going to happen in college football. Eventually, the contraction is going to get to be so much that they can't handle it, and they just expand again, and it's just going to be a never-ending cycle of bullshit. And then Sarah's saying, but they'll be in the same conference, so it'll be different. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like, right?
All right, let's talk baseball real fast.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
A story that you did not hear on Backwards K Baseball last night, because they actually give you real talk and like actual statistics and break down the game and have insight.
Nerds.
Dodgers.
Accurate.
It is so funny to see the difference between Scott on Backwards K and like, I'm just waiting to see him show up in a tie.
So real quick, I was thinking about it earlier, and I was like, it's kind of like the black me and the white me. They're two totally different people. I had that thought earlier when I was at baseball practice. I'm just like, huh, that's two totally different things. Because all I kept thinking was, man, I can't wait to get on the show tonight and just act a fucking fool.
That's why you were excited for the show, because you were repressed all night last night.
I mean, look, it's hard to like be a straight man and like be talking about shit, and like it's legit shit. But I also just like just bullshitting about platypus' stomachs for fucking 25 minutes.
Rex saying you like.
Thank you, Rex. It's thank great you, Rex. Show.
Like I'm not. I'm just laughing.
No. It's just a different tone. That's all. Well, it's just different.
Yeah.
That's the white. Yes, that's absolutely the white me on that show. No doubt. Thank you, Sarah, for pointing that out.
Brett from 1420 said Mike is by far the smartest MF in the world. I think that's for my conferences and divisions take. Thank you, Brett. I appreciate that. Ed trying to rub it in saying, hey guys, how are things? They're fine, man. We knew Xavier sucked, but we still beat UC. So I don't
hey, know. Still kings of the city.
It's still blue around these parts. That's all I know. And then Scott Rex said, OWG Scott came out talking about the straight white guy.
Oh, man. I wear too many hats. Fuck.
Anyways, a story you didn't hear on Backwards Cape Baseball last night was that the Dodgers Single A affiliate have announced their Copa uniforms.
You know, like Copacabana. Go on.
Nice.
Well, I've mookied it and just made the show come to a scratching halt.
While also singing a song.
Mike's like, well, that's it. Let's just play the close.
Wrap it up.
I couldn't even, like, I was watching the and I couldn't change the camera back. What going on there? Anyways,
Sarah, with the reminder, Scott is not.
Yeah, I know that's the wildest part. Is I am not. I promise you, I'm not. That's
Mookie's sober. Scott's not high, and this is the product that we. Man, if you've never tuned into Craft Root Sports, it's amazing.
Yeah. This is like the fourth week in a row that I felt like, damn. If this is the first time you've tuned into this show, you've got to be thinking what. In the fuck,
35 minutes on platypuses and their bubble gum. It's a weird show, man, but it's good. Like they talk,
like we're really leaving fun. Here with some knowledge, man. Like them fucking talons, yo. Like just wait until tomorrow. You at some point, I guarantee in your workday, you're gonna work in envenomed into a sentence. Just watch.
They were talking about duck shitting while they sexually assault each other. It was a crazy show, man. It's really good. You should totally check it out.
But they were wise enough to use the SA abbreviation for it.
So these Copa jerseys.
These Copa jerseys.
To bring it back around.
The Los Angeles Dodgers single A team, the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, announced their Copa.
It's like you're workaholics.
And they changed their name to the Chiquetas, which.
Yes.
On the surface, you heard about this, Scott?
Yes, I did. But go on.
So the chaqueta, if you don't know, is the jacket that like the mariachi band wears. Like mm-hmm. That's a very. But there is also another term that comes from chaqueta. It's a slang word that is used for jacking off. Okay, like jacket on and then jacking off. Like that's what. It is. So the Dodgers single A team announced this, and we're like, ha-ha! We're the Chiquetas, everybody. That's what we're going to do three times this year. And then this guy was quoted as saying, it was great. We were so excited for about 3 hours. And then the realization. And that's when they decided, crazy enough, they're going with it. Even though they got the backlash, they heard all the jokes, they got roasted for it. They are sticking with the Chiquetas as their team, probably because they're a minor league team. They've already signed contracts and they can't go back on it now. But that is, there you go. So the the Rancho Cucamonga kickoffs are coming to the
I game. Love it, man. I think it works.
Scott.
Again, they should have just turned off those notifications. The A's. The A's have stumbled upon something that so many franchises could use to their advantage. We're just going to put this out there, and we don't want to hear anything. Nothing. Don't give a shit what y'all have to say about it. They would have never known. But you're right, Mike. Yeah, they decide they're going to go forward with it because they already paid for all the jerseys for that night. So them shits were already those were already in production. They're already finished. There's no way they're switching it. They don't have time. So it's like, fuck it. We're just going to be the jackoffs for a night. Whatever.
Luke, what do you think about your team being the jackoffs? How do you feel if that's your team?
I'm for it, man. That like Matt says, that's a great way to get people in the seats. You know, if your stadium's empty, at least there's going to be people there. And then Rex asking the obvious question, if we have a jersey pick, have they released that yet?
They have. I'm working on that
okay,
right now.
Okay, well, so while you work on that, Tyson is also pointing out it could be the Chiquetas versus the Nugas. Let's go.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's epic. So, Rex, I will say there is no jersey just yet, but hats are going on sale soon. So they do have the hats available. Good Lord, Mike, get it together. There you go. It's a guy throwing a baseball with wearing a chaqueta. It would be really weird if it was a guy chaquetaing. I don't know I can't conjugate the verbs, but you know what I'm saying. Like if he was just jerking on the hat instead of wearing the jacket.
At the end of the day, I feel like we all know what's going to happen at this game, though.
Un, dos, tres, cuatro.
They're going to have a good fucking time, regardless of
there's no
whether
doubt.
Or not they're chaquetaing all over themselves.
There's the conjugation you're looking for.
Yeah, right. Rex saying me one jacket it out of the park.
Give him the air horn, Mookie. He deserves it.
Oh, man.
All right, fellas. It's getting late. You know what that means. It's time for overtime.
Miller for three.
I love that.
It's so nice.
For overtime this week, we have two stories from sports that you normally don't care about, but seriously, stick with me because these stories are great. First, from the world of golf.
Playing a game of whack fuck here. Whack.
This weekend was the Players' Championship. Max Homa hit a ball over into the rough on the right side. And if you've ever seen a golf tournament, you know whenever a golfer is not in the middle of the fairway, the gallery like crowds around the golfer. Like they find the ball, they circle the ball, and then they have to like kind of clear people out of the way. And it gets very narrow. People are risky. They stand very close to a person.
Rex is right. We still have 5 minutes left. What in the premature Mike? What are you doing?
Oh, goddamn. What a way to circle back around. That's a fucking excellent way to do it.
That was a great call.
Oh, man. Good shit, Rex. Congratulations.
So the crowd gets very close, and it gets very scary at times. And this weekend, it got the scariest that I've ever seen in a golf tournament. Somebody captured this video of Max Homa after that shot into the rough of him trying to reach the green. And guys, I want to know just how badly you would shit your pants if this happened to you. Here's Max Homa lining up to take this shot. It's in the pine straw, right near a tree. Right over the cameraman. It hits a tree directly over his head. This ball comes firing off. They asked Max Homa afterwards about it. He was like, yeah, I tried to ask him to move, and they didn't move. And then they were really close, and I didn't realize I was going to blade it, but I bladed it, and next time they should move.
I mean, that's really the only appropriate response. Like, I mean, don't fucking be there.
Right? Like,
but I do love, I love the surrounding people just, that's the best part. Like, didn't happen to me. Ooh, shit, he got fucked up. Damn.
He didn't get fucked up. It hit the tree above his head. Like, he didn't get hit by it, but it was.
Oh, I thought the way the angle looked and the way the camera pitched, I thought it was the dude.
No, it hit the tree above his head, but it like whizzed right by his head.
I feel like that's unfortunate.
It's got to be worse though, right? Not worse. I guess that it could kill you, so that's probably worse.
But, yeah.
Like, if you get hit, if you don't get hit, and you shit your pants, because I would probably shit my pants. Then I'm shit my pants, and I can't even blame it on the fact that I got hit in the head. Like, I just shit my pants.
Total fear.
Yeah, this is a fear shit, but like. I mean, at that point, I'd be like, I'd rather be hit in the head. Like, I wish I was dead instead of walking around with shitty drawers because Max Homa just bladed one right over my head.
Who doesn't have that problem, though?
Platypuses.
Yeah, because they haven't got a stomach, so they just like, take care of business before. So, yeah, again, be a platypus. It'll be fine.
They've never said, I'm scared shitless.
Rex is right on par.
See? Exactly.
He knows what's up.
He knows. We've educated the masses tonight.
That's right.
Matt Barnes and Trinidad Stanley. Happy Gilmore.
Awesome. Tyson reminding you.
Yes. Rightfully pointing out people shit their pants all the time at the Waste Management. Yep. That is a true statement, Tyson. That's very good. All right. Let's one more story. This is from tennis.
Forgot that we even had a tennis drop.
One more time. We got to where to go. Where is it? We gotta get that one more time, man. Fuck, where is it?
I got you.
I know the sound effect. The at the end is what really gets folks, but the beginning is just as funny. <It's so laughs>
Are they Chiquita-ing or whatever? Chiquita-ing?
Hold on. Play it one more time. This is Tad playing tennis. Top two tennis player right there, Dakota. That's on that Daddy guy.
Daddy Oka and Dak grew
up. Oh,
fuck it. I'm legit crying. Oh my god. Oh, fuck.
We need to talk more tennis to get that in the show more often. I'm just going to start finding tennis stories so we can do the drop.
The story isn't even that good. Like,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We're just going to talk tennis from now on.
All right. I know how to save it. Here we go. We're going to save it. So Roger Federer was at a Warriors game, and he was leaving and was going through the tunnel and saw Steve Kerr and went up to him and was like, hey, let's get a selfie together, and took a picture and then patted him on the shoulder. And he was like, all right, take it easy. Good talk. Here is the selfie that was posted. It's not Steve Kerr. That's the guy that looks a lot like Steve Kerr.
Oh, my God.
Roger Federer got fooled by fake Steve Kerr. Took a selfie with him because he thought it was Steve Kerr.
That's so racist. It's just Federer was like, here's a white guy that looks like Steve Kerr. I got to get a photo with him. Oh, my God.
I mean, looking at this picture, these two look alike. Like Roger Federer and fake Steve
For
Kerr.
Real. Like they look like they're related. Oh my God.
That's Steve's brother, Dad. Damn it. Where's
the
fucking drop?
Shit.
God, the comments
I love when this, you know what, this happens too many times though, where folks get duped and take a picture. I just love that the person who realizes that they are not the person that this other guy thinks they are just goes along with it. Like this guy was like, this motherfucker thinks I'm Steve Kerr. Like, fuck it, whatever. Like, I'm getting a picture with Roger Federer and he thinks I'm Steve Kerr. Does it, like, is this the peak of my life?
You haven't texted you that photo, right?
Roger Federer came up to me and asked me for a selfie. Why? Because I look like Steve Kerr. Like,
oh,
that's
my God. That's so great.
And Rex Rifle's going up. Now he's on Federer's Instagram. Like, this dude.
Right. Like, that dude has become famous. Like, he's been on Craft Brewed Sports.
Before.
And he's been on Craft Brewed Sports and Federer's Instagram. Like,
he was famous before. Peak. Like, they've shown him on broadcast because they found him in the crowd. And they're like, well, there's Steve Kerr's twin over there. And like,
oh, so this is the guy that just shows up at, like, he's like Marlins man for tennis.
Yeah, it's kind of. Not okay. Even. Marlins, but I mean, come on, don't do that to him. He's not that.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, it's just like, this is a guy that, like, the cameras have sought out before just because, like, oh, here's this thing. Like, same reason as Marlins, man, where it's just like, whatever, he's just a guy who, he's always doing this thing. But I love that this guy is just walking around like, hey, I'm Steve Kerr. I'm Steve Kerr. Want to get a photo with Steve Kerr? Because I'm him.
Not too long until this dude's in Vegas, like, begging for $10 to get a picture with Steve Kerr.
Oh my God.
All right. So that was Tennis Talk. I was saving it. I was just bringing the drop back.
Never for sure. There's no reason not to. I mean, I know that you've done such great work and you're proud of that overtime drop, and the overtime drop is great. Don't get me wrong. But that tennis one has been buried for far too long, so long that I forgot that we had it. Like I said, I need all that. Like, can the Williams sisters do something like every week so we can talk?
That'd
tennis?
Be great. That'd be fantastic.
Yes, please. Like, just all the tennis news from now on.
All right, here's what I'll do. I'll give you a tennis update every week. Even if there's no stories, I'll give you some sort of tennis content just so that you can get something. Some tournament, I'll be like, some guy that you've never heard of and I can't pronounce beat another guy that you've never heard of and I can't pronounce. 6-4, 6-4, 6-3. That's tennis. And I'll do it like Lou Holtz too.
Oh my God.
All right, let's talk about these beers that we were drinking tonight. And I rate them as always on Caesar scale, dog or no dog. Scott, what was in your mug?
Oh, man. I was drinking Saucy Brewworks Love You Bye Peach Edition. I've never had the regular edition or what other flavors they have. I'm in on Love You Bye is a fantastic hazy IPA. The peaches just take it to the next level. This is the tennis drop of fucking beers right here. Dog.
Mookie, we volley it over to you.
Well, then I guess I could say that I'm drinking Budweiser Love over here. This is absolutely a dog, and I do love it. So it's, you know, my usual, my go-to. It's what makes Tuesdays worth looking forward to. Dog.
Very nice. Matt Bart said he was drinking Hardywood's Richmond Dark Lager. It's a certified platypus. I was drinking Founders All Day IPA. Great beer. Absolute dog. It's a one brusher, Scott. Not even maybe even that. It's not bad at all.
Well, I mean, this hazy IPA with peach means I don't even have to the peach flavor. It's required. Takes the teeth brushing right out of the equation.
I don't know why that would be the case. Guys, you know what tonight was? Tonight was a show. This was a show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Comment section, you were on absolute fire tonight. Way to bring it. Kept me laughing all night long. So thank you for tuning in. Tell your friends. Look, find a friend you think would be interested in learning more about Platypi and Platypussies, and send them our way. Tell them to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Hit that bell so they know when we got new content posted. They get backwards case, so they get serious stuff too, so they get the Platypussy talk with us, all right? So tell them to sub. Let's get those numbers bumped up. Also, be sure to follow the show, Twitter, Instagram, at Crafty Sports. We're on TikTok too, even though Scott's not. You can join the Facebook group. It's basically the comment section throughout the week. So go hit that up. Shout out Belly of Sports, bellyofsports.com. Some great content over there at Belly of Sports and awesome shows on the Belly of Sports Media Network. Just like our friends at 1420 Sports that we chimed in earlier. Go hit them up, sub, rate, review, all that good stuff. We'll see y'all next week.
I'm going to go flick my platypussy.
You'll never walk alone, dog.
See you, bye.
I feel like right now.